Now, that requires the State Board of Education to develop a statewide plan for what we're calling minimum requirements for career and tech education certificates. It ensures that those certificates remain valid and really mean something. Because in addition to following federal plans, the CTE plan is to make sure that our programs are properly preparing students for today's workforce, not just what was needed maybe 5-10 years ago, ensuring that those needs are matched with appropriate education resources. So it's kind of the bridge between the workforce and between programs to prepare students for the workforce.